Children, in this story, the Lord asks his disciple Philip a question. It's kind of like a test for Philip. You can see, what question does the Lord ask Philip? Do you think Philip is going to get a right answer or not so good an answer? You can see, what does Philip say? After these things, Jesus departed across the Sea of Galilee, the Sea of Tiberias, and a crowd of many followed him because they saw his signs, which means his miracles, that he did upon those who were sick. And Jesus came up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover was near, the feast of the Jews. Jesus then, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a crowd of many was coming to him, says to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread so that these people may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he was about to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii is not enough for them, that every one of them may take a very little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 little fishes, but what are they among so many people?" And Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." And there was much grass in the place, so the men reclined, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves of bread, and having given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to those who were sitting down. And likewise of the fishes, as much as they wanted. But when they were filled, he says to his disciples, "Gather together the leftover fragments so that nothing may be lost." Therefore they gathered them together, and they filled 12 baskets with the leftover pieces of the 5 loaves of barley bread from those who had eaten. Then the people, seeing the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who was going to come into the world." Now I can show you a couple of pictures of this story. In this picture, you can see, here's Jesus. He has one of the loaves of bread in his hand, and he's giving some bread to one of his disciples, and another one of the disciples has a basket of fishes. They're going to give them to the people. And in this picture, you can see that the Lord is holding 2 fishes. Looks like he's saying the blessing. And some of the disciples are already giving the bread to the people. Can you see that? In this story, how many loaves of bread did they have to start with? Do you remember? How many loaves of bread?
Five.
5 loaves of barley bread. And how many fishes, little fishes, did they have? Yes?
2 little fishes.
Is that a lot of food or just a little? Yes?
A little.
Just a little. And how many people were fed starting with these 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Yes?
5,000.
5,000 men, it says, plus all their families, their wives and their children, all were fed. And how many baskets of leftovers did they have afterwards? Yes? 12 baskets of leftovers, much more than they started with. When the people saw that, they knew, wow, this really is the Lord. So, now in this story, do you remember what question the Lord asked Philip? What did the Lord ask him? He said, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people so that they may have something to eat?" And do you remember what Philip said? What did he say? He said, 200 denarii, that's money. Silver coins, 200 denarii, that's a lot of money, would hardly be enough to give even a taste to all these people. He had no idea where we could possibly get enough bread. And one of the other disciples, named Andrew, who is Simon Peter's brother, he had a suggestion. He knew about a boy who had those 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. He said, here's a little bit. But then he said, but what is that among so many people? Now in the story, it clearly says the Lord knew what he was going to do. He just asked this question to test Philip. Do you think Philip got a good answer to the test? What would you say? What do you think? Was that a good answer to say 200 denarii is not nearly enough for all these people? What do you think?
No.
Not so good an answer. But you know what? The wonderful thing is, when the Lord asked that question of Philip, and all the other disciples were listening carefully, watching what the Lord was saying, listening to what he said, it made them think about this. Where could we get enough food for all these people? Even if you had that much money, where could you buy it? What bread maker would have enough bread in his shop for 5,000 people? That's just the men. Where would you find it all? And so it helped Philip and Andrew and all the rest of the disciples see what an amazing, wonderful thing the Lord was about to do. Now, sometimes in our lives, we also have tests. Tests are times when we're really confused and we're sad and we're worried and maybe we're angry and it seems like things cannot possibly work out well. Things are going very badly. We don't see how the Lord could possibly help us. But the Lord knows what he's going to do, doesn't he? The Lord is going to make things turn out well, maybe even wonderfully for us. And so the Lord lets us have these tests so we can think about what the Lord is going to do. What could he possibly do? And one of the things we learn is that, just like Philip said, this world is not going to solve our problem. There isn't enough money, there isn't enough bread in this world to make us happy. The things from this world don't make us happy. Who makes us happy? Who really makes us happy? The Lord does. So if we want to be happy, we cannot collect lots of stuff from this world and think, oh, now that I have so much stuff, I'm going to be happy. No, that doesn't work. We need to look up to the Lord and the happiness that the Lord gives us out of heaven. Just like the Lord brought them bread down from heaven so that everybody had enough to eat until they were full and there was still more left over, the Lord can fill us up with happiness and peacefulness and contentedness if we look to him and we trust in him. Now often, just like Philip, we're not going to get the answer to these tests right. We're going to go on worrying for a while. But eventually, hopefully, if we're thinking about this, we're thinking about what the Lord is going to do, then we will see that the Lord actually does do wonderful things for us. The Lord really is taking care of us, even though it might not seem like that at the time. And because we've thought about it carefully, when we see how wonderful things the Lord has done, we'll really know this is the Lord. Amen.